That's music from
Eternal Journey, the Fuller Sound.
We celebrate the Fullers as being from Aurora, Colorado. And we celebrate the upcoming Aurora Arts Festival. That's this weekend at what has become an arts district. Not just the city of Aurora. They got a whole arts district. Happy to have Carolyn Bartels in the house from the Aurora Cultural Arts District here in the house and a CUVO member. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to your radio station.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here this morning. It's just great to be with you, Steve and Rodney, and we appreciate this opportunity more than you know.
Well, tell us, because something's happening out there in Aurora. It's taken on, you know, its hits, but from the hard work of a few individuals, you have actually developed that area around the Aurora Fox Arts Center into a full-fledged arts district.
Absolutely. We are now 4 years old with a nonprofit status, and we have everything from Kim Robards Dance to the Fox Theater to the Vintage Theater, many, many, many fine artists, just terrific people all over the place. And speaking of terrific people, it is the most diverse neighborhood in the United States.
In the eight, how do you know that?
It's been a census that's been taken, and we do know through the Councilwoman Sally Mounier for that neighborhood that there are 121 languages spoken in the public school system. And that includes dialects, of course, but it is like the entire globe, all in a very narrow area of Aurora. The Aurora Cultural Arts District has just been growing and growing and growing and trying to really celebrate the vibrancy of that neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, from years ago when I guess that arch has been there for a long time when you're going east on Colfax. But people used to start to go out and hit the theater for various events, for a wide variety of events, for plays, for shows, for talent shows, anything that they could put in there. I love the way that people hung on and began to build something that now a full-fledged arts district, nonprofit status, has been up and running for 4 years, and this is the fourth year for the Arts Festival.
It certainly is, and it really, we have to credit the grassroots efforts of folks before it was even a nonprofit area for getting the Arts Festival up and going, but we have had a huge growth spurt this year, much in thanks to CUVO, because we've been able to add some fabulous entertainment on a second stage. And along with that, we've got international dance. We have...
Before we get to the lineup of this weekend's mm-hmm. event at the Arts Festival, just wanted to say there's diversity. You mentioned that you've got the dance studio, but the thing I like about it is that there's room to sit. There are restaurants, ice cream shops. You go and enjoy the arts, but then you need something after that.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of international food, especially, and we'd like to think we might do that. In fact, for the festival, Alfonso, that owns La Cueva, a fabulous Mexican restaurant, will have his patio open to the back, be serving his full menu as well as lemonade and ice cream for anyone that cares to join him.
Yeah, way to go. Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it. Carolyn Bartels from the Aurora Cultural Arts District. The website is auroraculture.org. Great website. Now let's get to the festival, which is in its fourth year, this Saturday, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and you have loaded up with a diversity of talent.
Absolutely. We have two stages going. We do offer everything from the Nepalese drum circles to Indian dance, African dance. We have on our jazz stage, we open up with jazz music with Kim Stone and his Chance Trio, which is an electric trio, all the way through Doug Roche Quartet, he's typically a trio, but he's bringing on Mark Klagstad, Pernell Steen and Le Jazz Machine. Mm-hmm. Jinja is a fabulous Brazilian band out of Boulder. And then we also have on other stages, I have to say this carefully, the Buckner Funkin' Jazz group is coming in.
The most carefully pronounced word in jazz. Exactly.
Absolutely. And we have just music, great music and entertainment from morning to night. We're looking forward to it. Thank Pat Duffy at Mile High Sound has come on board to take care of the sound needs of both stages.
Yeah.
And what I love is that we're celebrating the vibrancy of this entire neighborhood that just glows.
It does. Carolyn Bartels from the Aurora Cultural Arts District. The Aurora Arts Festival is Saturday from 10 to 8. Fletcher Plaza. You don't really need the address 9898 East Colfax Avenue. Just get on Colfax if you're coming out of Denver. I think Aurora folks know about it, but you're becoming an attraction. And if Denver is, all right, step up on my soapbox. If Denver's going to be happening in terms of jazz and the arts and entertainment, downtown is not enough. Santa Fe is not enough. Boulder's not enough. We got to have everybody clicking. Rodney's nodding his head. Carolyn agrees. It's good to see Aurora step into its own.
And if I could just add that, given the headlines for Aurora these days, it is fabulous to have our arts district bringing a positive feel to the entire neighborhood, which is vibrant and fabulous and full of terrific people.
A lot of fun. The Aurora Arts Festival, Saturday, June 27th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., two stages. Carolyn Bartels. The website is auroraculture.org. Thank you. Thank you for your membership. Thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. And I'm going to plug it here. It is so easy to be a sustaining member. Susan Gatchett made it very clear during their fun drive, and I don't even feel it. So come on, join Kuvo. They'll be out at the festival, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody who can come on out and see us.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you.